what goes along with water is, well, the water you drink. Next is the food you eat. Now, originally when I started selling, cookware was the first product that I became familiar with. And when you look at what people are eating out of today, it is imperative that they take steps to ensure the better quality of water, and then, whichever one comes first, the quality of cooking products that they use to cook their products in. I'll tell you, some of the pans that are most familiar to you in your house most likely are, number one, do you have a Teflon pan in your home? Well, 99% of the homes I've been in do at least have one. Have you ever seen one that's scratched? In most cases, yes. Do you know what's under the scratched Teflon? It's aluminum. I'll tell you this, that ever since I've been selling good cookware, aluminum, do you know what aluminum promotes, that they believe aluminum promotes? They believe that aluminum promotes Alzheimer's disease. And the reason, the definition that I received, is that they feel that most Alzheimer's patients have a lot of aluminum in their nerve endings. If you look at, most homes have an aluminum pan. Now, you cannot use aluminum. If you had a farm and you were had a dairy farm, you would not legally be allowed to use an aluminum pan to let your cow drink out of it. Aluminum oxidizes. Aluminum has pits and pores in it. Aluminum is soft and it comes off onto your food. Especially, have you ever seen an aluminum pan that's gotten dark gray over the years? And then you cook some tomatoes in it and it becomes shiny again? The acidity of the tomatoes took the aluminum oxide right off the pan. It goes right into your food. Aluminum can actually change the taste of your food. I saw a TV show. Actually, most of you or some of you would have seen it before. It's called 2020 with Barbara Walters. On that 2020 program, it talks about Teflon. And it talked about these people that worked with Teflon, and about people that cooked with Teflon. And it was serious. It showed how one woman had Teflon in her, so much Teflon in her bloodstream that she actually got a deformity. Her child was deformed. And this particular woman, I believe, lived close to a plant that made Teflon. And the people from the Teflon manufacturing plant admitted that if you heat the Teflon past 500 degrees, which they felt that most North American people cook their bacon in the morning at over 500 degrees. Anyone that uses high heats, medium-high heats sometime, would find that their pan goes over 500 degrees. Those people, the Teflon would, little bits of Teflon would fly in the air. You would breathe them in. They lodge into your lungs and you get sick. You get a chemical sickness for 2 to 3 to 4 days. Teflon's a paint. Teflon is a coating. Teflon comes off and you end up eating it. Some of the older pans, I don't really see these as much around anymore as much, but it's the cast iron pans. A lot of people like the cast iron pans. And the cast iron pans, they were black. And no matter, we would take a scrubby out, a cast iron pan that hadn't been cooked in, and we'd scrubbed it over 1,000 times, and we just put clean water in it, and we'd scrub it. And we'd actually do the same with an aluminum pan. No detergent. Just a scrubby pad that for washing dishes. And we'd scrub both pans. The cast iron would come out black. And we'd ask some people sometimes in our meetings, and we'd say, would you wash your hair in this? And they wouldn't even wash their feet in it, let alone their hair. But they don't have a problem cooking in it. And the aluminum pan was like gray from the aluminum coming off. And the same reaction to that. You know, today you need more than any other time is the products that feed you, whether it's water or air, have to be the best. With our products, we have the best. Tell me one other thing. Do you boil your potatoes when you make potatoes or vegetables? Most people do. Not because they want to, just because that's the only way to do it when you have a normal set of pans. You can even have a stainless steel set of pans that you paid $800 or $1,200 in a store. $1,400 in a store, stainless steel pans, and all they do is boil water. I mean, truthfully, the average pan, regardless of how expensive it is, inexpensive or expensive, is like a tomato can. All they do is boil water. They're just a little prettier. But I'll tell you, if you take a potato, for example, and you peel it, do you know that a peeled potato, if you took the peelings off a potato, first of all, and they had those little corns in them, and you put those peels with those little corns in them, and you put them underground, they would grow. It's alive still. Do you realize if you took a potato and all you did was scrub it and clean it and then cut it up and cook it that way, the potato is alkaline. Now, the more things you can do that are alkaline, because we do too many things that are acidic, it's healthier food. But if you peel your potato becomes acidic. You put a potato in the ground that's been peeled, it'll rot. But then what do? We take our pan that we're cooking in and we fill it full of water. Now, usually if you're cooking three vegetables, what do? You have three different pans. Why? Well, you don't want them to transfer food taste from the broccoli to the carrots to the potatoes and mix it all up. It'll taste like blah. So you got three pans and you fill them up full of water, don't you? And you got the first pan on a burner and you turn it up to what? High heat. You turn it all the way up. If not medium high, but usually most people right up to high. Most vegetables, anywhere from 15 minutes to 30, 35 minutes to cook the vegetables, all on high heat. Electricity today is very expensive. Then when you're done, you've got to take that pan and you drain it. So you pour away, first of all, but when you boil, you spoil. I don't know if some of you remember back in the old days what they used to do to baby bottles after a baby would use them. They'd boil them to sterilize them, to kill any germs. Well, that's exactly what we do when we boil our vegetables. We sterilize the food. You've depleted it so badly of taste and vitamins and minerals. I'll tell you something. When you lose a lot of color, and you really cannot tell unless you compare with our cooking, with our cookware, but you lose a lot of the vitamins. And when you lose a lot of taste, no wonder kids don't like carrots. You lose a lot of taste. You lose a lot of the minerals. It's not alive anymore. And then you drain it all down the drain. You know, I've seen some slogans where it says, you know, the healthiest part of a kitchen is the kitchen sink, because that's where all the goodness goes. And then you got to add a ton of salt, pepper, butter, anything to make your food taste good. Well, I'll tell you something. When you invest in a good set of cookware, and I'll tell you, you can spend up to $3,000, $4,000 on good cookware. You know, one of the things that I want to mention to you on this tape is one of the things that I do a lot of is it's called preconditioning to a high price, because I want people to know that, you know, good things cost good money. So they relate to it. Even water filtration systems, I mean, you literally can spend up to $2,000, $3,000 on them. And same with a good set of cookware. And when they hear our price, they're going to see that we're more competitive. Well, good cookware, you can spend up to $3,000-$4,000 on, but it depends the size of the set. I mean, there's small ones that are very inexpensive, and we are the most competitive company going. And I'm going to show you how you can eliminate the boiling and spoiling of your food. Now, first of all, now at this point here, you've opened up the front part of your brochure, and I like what it says here. It says, life is wonderful when you feel great, have lots of energy, and are in good health. But it's not until we are sick that we really appreciate our health. When you own a good set of cookware, first of all, now at this point here, you're going to bring out your sample where you've opened up the middle of the brochure, and it's going to show how this cookware is made, the inside. You're going to take out your pan, and you're going to hold it on top of your fingers so it looks like it's extremely valuable. Even the way you present it to the client makes a difference. The way you hand it like a fine piece of jewelry. Looking at the cookware, as you can see, it's extremely shiny. And on the outside, it'll say that, first of all, it's made out of surgical stainless steel. Ours is made out of surgical stainless steel on the inside and the outside. Surgical stainless steel. When I mention surgical stainless steel, what's it make you think of? Well, it makes you think of hospital equipment. They use surgical stainless steel for similar reasons to why we use it. Number one, it's extremely sanitary. It's easy to clean. It doesn't hold bacteria. There's no pores. It's very smooth. Number two, it lasts a lifetime. You will never replace your cookware again. How many homes have you been into that are beautiful, gorgeous? They spent a fortune on their kitchen. And you look at their ugly pots that sit on that stove that are absolutely an embarrassment. But they don't really see it because they're too used to it. But when you put one of these fine pieces of equipment on their stove, it is absolutely stunning. Now, it's all surgical stainless steel. It's guaranteed unconditionally for a lifetime. They will never purchase another piece of cookware for the rest of their life. And the cookware, the UltraTech 2, has surgical stainless steel on the outside, surgical on the inside, so your food is only in contact with surgical stainless, but inside, sandwiched in between, it has a thermal core, which spreads the heat quickly and evenly throughout the pan, just like a little oven. Now, at the bottom, they re-added a second thermal core because that's where the burner comes in contact. This is terrific. I've been in the cookware business for 28 years. And in all those years, we had terrific cookware, and anybody that purchased it still today has the best of the best because the thermal core went from the tip of one side all around to the tip of the other side. But with Carico, it just went one step further. They added a second thermal core at the bottom, so the heat is so fast that it just shoots it up the sides and it becomes like a little oven within itself. I'll explain to you in just a second on how that cooks. And it makes for the best food. I had a lady the other day. She said to me, you know, Jerry, and this is a Mennonite lady. She said that I believe that she has 8 or was it 10 children? I really can't remember the exact figure, but she's got a lot of kids. And she says, you know what? I wish I had this cookware for the last 20 years. Could you imagine? She said, Jerry, with this many kids, could you imagine how much food you're cooking and how much time this cookware is saving me? When I show you in just a second or tell you in just a second on how this cookware cooks, you're going to be impressed. And that's why every one of the people that you show should own this cookware. And you've got to speak from your heart. You know, if you're convinced, you'll be convincing. That's so important. If you're not convinced, you shouldn't even be showing any products to anybody. But if you're convinced, you're going to see why this cookware is going to make their life so much better. And you know what? It's going to pay them back every cent that they put in, every penny. What happens when they invest in the store cookware? They lose every penny. Because the cookware will last them, depending on the quality, 2 years, 10 years, 6 years. Then they got to replace it. But our cookware, it's guaranteed for life. Let me show you and tell you how it will save you money, how it will save your clients money and pay for itself and keep you and your family so much more healthier and stronger and get all the value out of your food. Okay, so it heats up easy, it's quick, it's got thermal cores, it's surgical stainless steel. At the top, you're going to see at the top it has a thermometer. Well, this thermometer tells you the exact temperature that's inside the pan. Now, I got to tell you something. For 27 or 26 of the years that I've been selling good cookware, we never had a thermometer. And did our cookware cook terrifically without it? You bet it did. But since we've had this thermometer, I'll tell you another thing, that the cookware cooks phenomenally, but now I can look down like an oven, check exactly the temperature that's inside my pan. And there's going to be a lot of things that you're cooking that you're going to want to know that you're right on the money. And you'll be able to judge just by the temperature gauge. It makes it so much easier. Could you imagine today having an oven without a gauge that tells you the temperature? You wouldn't even think of it. Oh, there was a time that ovens did not have a gauge. Well, now that I have a piece of equipment like this that has a gauge, I want to know the temperature in the pan when I'm cooking, and I can calculate exactly how long and how fast and if it's overcooking or undercooking. Plus, it has a valve. It says right here on the top of the lid, it says close and open. So here's how it works. Now, in the brochure, and it definitely works like this. You can just take your potatoes, scrub them and wash them. Don't peel them. If I took a little thin layer out of the middle of a potato and I cut a little thin layer out of the middle and I looked up at the light, right under the skin, there's a darker ring. When you peel your vegetables, not only is it destructive to the entire vegetable, but you lose most of your vitamins and minerals are directly under the skin. Just scrub them and clean them. That's all you need to do. Cut up your potatoes, wash them, put them in the pan dripping wet. Cut up your carrots, wash them, cut them, put them in the pan dripping wet. Put your green beans, wash them, put them in the pan. Put an onion in the middle. What I'm trying to say is you can put as many vegetables as you want in the same pan. Now, for the guys, I always just tell them, listen, you know, just so you don't screw up, because guys, their attention span goes all over the place. I'll say, you know what? Just put enough water, just so there's a little bit of water at the bottom, maybe 3 tablespoons, just enough to cover the bottom of the pan. That's why they say wash it, put it in the pan dripping wet. So just a little tiny bit to create a bit of moisture. Put the lid on, and after 5 minutes on medium heat, this is so cool. After 5 minutes on medium heat, you're going to hear a whistle. It calls you when it needs you. It'll call you. You come over to your stove. You shut the valve off. Turn the stove to minimum, and it'll cook by itself in 8 to 12 to 15 minutes, depending on the vegetable. And you know, with this new cookware, with the extra thermal core at the bottom, I find for myself, I don't even turn the stove down. After 5 minutes, I shut the stove off. See, here's what happens. The little bit of moisture pushes the air out of the pan. You hear the whistle because it's calling you. You could be in the other room. You could be doing something in your kitchen. It calls you. And what that's done is it pushed the air out of the pan and created a partial vacuum. When you seal the vacuum and turn the stove to minimum or off, it pulls the lid in and creates a partial vacuum, food cooks faster at a lower temperature in a vacuum. And it will not transfer food taste from one item to the next. You literally, when you bite into that carrot, it'll taste like a raw carrot right out of your garden, but cooked. It's so sweet. You will never, I will guarantee you this, you're going to go into homes, you're going to do a little cook show for them sometime to let them taste the food that comes from the cookware. And you're going to find kids that never would eat carrots that will eat this in a heartbeat. You'll find kids that never liked vegetables that will now start eating vegetables. Because everything's retained within them. You're cooking at lower temperature. Now think of this. The average family uses their stove at least once a day, usually two or three times a day. They can now put all their vegetables in one pan. Your potatoes will taste, in my opinion, better than a baked potato. You know why? Because a baked potato has a tendency to dry. Here, it cooks gently in its own juice and moisture. I'll tell you what. Why do people use a set of cookware and they boil? Because they use the water to keep even heat. But the water expands the vegetable at past boiling point, draws out all the juices, which is the vitamins and minerals and the life of the vegetable, into the water, mixes it all up, and boils away. The water is what keeps the pan even. What keeps the heat even and the retention of heat in our pan? Well, first of all, it's the inner cores. The thermal cores keep even heat, and they retain the heat. Secondly, at the top, it has a water well. It's scientifically engineered that when the moisture hits the top of the lid, it rolls down into the water well, creates a water seal. And when you turn the stove down or off, it pulls the lid in, creates a perfect seal. Food cooks faster at a lower temperature. The cores, the thermal core retains the heat. And it cooks gently in its own juice. That's something that cookware out in the market, unless it's this type of cookware, cannot do. They're scientifically engineered to do it. And of course, you have to invest the money for such a thing. You know, it's funny. Sometimes people say to me, whether it's water filters or cookware or other products, and they'll say, wow, that's a lot of money. And maybe one single pan could cost, you know, $300 or $400 or $500. But just as early as yesterday I went in for an oil change at Canadian Tire. And they came out with an estimate because they found that I needed brakes. Well, if you ever look at these brake pads and rotors, there's not a lot of metal there. Well, just to do my brakes was $1,000. And then to do my muffler was another $1,000. So they gave me a bill for $2,000. Today, things cost money. But when they invest in very good money in our cookware, wow, do they get a great return, because they're investing in their health. They're investing in saving money. And now you got the stove on for 5 minutes. You know, if you would have cooked three vegetables before, you would have had three burners on high heat. Now you're coming home and let's say you just want just a little piece of corn for your son, but you're not in the mood for corn. No one else is in the mood for corn. Well, with any other cookware, you'd have to sit there and boil one piece of corn. Here, you just put it in with your other vegetables, and that one piece of corn will be done. Do you know another thing you can do? Let's say you're going to be going the next day to work, and you want to bring some boiled eggs. Well, you're not going to be boiling the eggs. You're going to just put them in with your vegetables, but they're going to come out hard boiled. And all you did was keep the stove on for 5 minutes, and turn it off or on minimum, depending on what vegetable you're cooking. So you're saving a tremendous amount of energy each and every day, and you're using one burner. Now, we have all different sizes of pans, and with the pans, first of all, the handles themselves, too, I want to tell you about, because they're made of what they call a phenolic material, and they withstand heat up to 375 degrees in the oven without burning. You can literally take this pan and put it in the oven. The lid, you can put it on the side handle, and it'll hold the lid up so you can serve food right out of it and then close it back down. You can stack the pans. It's called combination cooking. You look at the brochure, and when you're entertaining for a large family gathering or for a large amount of people, you can cook one meal on one burner. You can put a roast at the bottom. You can put your cake in the middle, your cabbage, and your vegetables all in one burner. It's fantastic. It saves space. It saves time. It saves energy. And more importantly than all, it saves money and protects your health. This is a healthy cookware. You're not absorbing any of those other products from paint that comes from Teflon to aluminum to cast iron to even the glass Pyrexes that are held with special glues so the glass does not break. This is a lifetime investment that pays you back. If you look inside the brochure, wow, that brochure, and you see the different size of the sets. You know, when I tell people about the sets, first of all, you see the biggest picture here has the 23-piece set. The 23-piece set comes with the little 1-quart, the little guy. I mean, that's used every day for small amounts of anything that you're cooking or warming up. It seems to be one that's always in the sink. Then you have your 1.5-quart for your small vegetable. You've got your 2-quart for your medium-sized vegetable. You got your 3-quart for your big vegetable or rice. You have your steamer strainer food press where you can literally cook your potatoes, put your potatoes cut up in there with your peels on, mash them through and make mashed potatoes and the peels stay right inside, or use it as a spaghetti strainer. You got your 6-quart Dutch oven for big chickens and roast done on top of the stove or soups. You have your large frying pan. That frying pan cooks so even that we literally fry chicken with no grease, no oil or fat. Let me explain how you do that.